Come On In My Kitchen, sings famous Mississippi blues man Robert Johnson.
You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors.
The song's title points to the primary role the kitchen plays in Southern life, a truism that is not lost on third-generation Chinese Americans and longtime Mississippi residents Gilroy and Sally Chow.
My grandfather came at the turn of the century and came to Marks, Mississippi, where he started a grocery business.
The Chows now live downriver in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which has a population of a little more than 20,000 people. Gilroy and Sally love to cook and eat Chinese food, but they have learned that in order to make traditional Chinese dishes where they live, they have to use some non-traditional ingredients. At a recent cooking demonstration in Washington at the Smithsonian Institution's Folklife Festival, Sally Chow told visitors how she and her husband have adapted their Chinese heritage to their southern environment. The first dish they presented was stir-fried collard greens.
And I know you sound strange. Stir-fried collards? Well, that's a little strange. But it is something that we have enjoyed over the years.
For another dish, the Chows use small, locally available crawfish for a dish called Cantonese Crawdad, which gives the crustaceans their more down-home name. Another Chow specialty is Delta fried rice. Their version deviates slightly from more traditional Chinese recipes by including a local delicacy, bacon.
I love that sound.
According to Gilroy Chow, one of the benefits of using local foods is that they taste better because they're fresh. One of those foods, a largemouth bass, is found in the rivers near Clarksdale.
A whole bass, a largemouth bass that's steamed and seasoned with Chinese seasonings. It's really good and it's really healthy.
Sally Chow says she and her husband love to entertain. She said they learned very early on that preparing good food was crucial if people were going to have a good time.
Now, when we fix something that is back home, if something is just wonderful, smells great, and you taste it, and you go, and then it gets this highest rating. You know what that highest rating is? Slap your mama.
Sally Chow says the phrase slap your mama is totally southern and is not meant to be disrespectful. What it means, she says, is that you should ask your mama why she didn't introduce you to this wonderful food sooner.
Well, my home's in the Delta.
Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.
Now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I sure do hate to go.